With a re-option, they go both sides. So they basically just keep doing what works the most. So if one side's working the most, they're going to keep hitting that side.
He's averaging almost 15 yards per carry on the read option. 17 for 12. That unusual, unusually high.
No, it's not. Because remember, RG3, he was running a lot with that. So was Kaepernick. So the re-option is nothing new to the NFL. It's just the way that you defend it. If you're going to play your keys and defend it well, or are you going to play outside of your keys and let somebody run for 100 yards on you?
Do you think it's also something where maybe they caught people off guard with it and not so much anymore? You've seen it on film?
Nah, I'm pretty sure people knew about it because of his past of being a wide receiver. So they knew that he can run and he could take a little contact, but just people wasn't playing their right technique and their right keys at the point in time.
You guys have a week off. How important is it to come out with a strong start on Sunday?
Real strong, because sometimes with a week off, you get your legs back and things like that, but you can get out of whack, you can get out of rhythm. But as long as we come out and we start off fast, that shows the team a promise that we actually, it doesn't matter what we do, that we're always going to continue to get better each and every game.
Was it a little different not playing on Sunday? I mean, did you kind of get out of your weekly routine without a game? Or?
Yeah, definitely, because usually I wake up, it's Sunday morning, and I get myself ready for the game. But this time I wasn't getting ready for a game. I was getting ready to play with my kids and go to church. So, it was completely different this week.